Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
As expected, Trump signed that order yesterday to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug, and he's already getting some pushback even from Republicans. So what this is doing is it was previously labeled as a Schedule I drug under the DEA, and in that same category would be things like ecstasy, LSD, heroin. What he did was he is wanting to reclassify it as a Schedule III drug, which is Tylenol with codeine, ketamine. What they're saying is that under the Schedule III drug, it would have moderate to low potential for physical or psychological dependence. Listen to Trump talking about this yesterday.
We have people begging for me to do this. People that are in great pain. For decades, this action has been requested by American patients suffering from extreme pain, incurable diseases, aggressive cancers, seizure disorders, neurological problems, and more, including numerous veterans with service-related injuries and older Americans who live with chronic medical problems that severely degrade their quality of life. And it's I can't tell you, I think I probably have received more phone calls on this, on doing what we're doing. I don't think I received any calls on the other side.
Well, just because you didn't
receive... It's because you didn't take my call.
I was going to say, just because you didn't receive any calls doesn't mean that people aren't against it. People are worried about what this is going to do as far as people just... This message that it sends, particularly to young people. I mean, people already drive high. I remember last year, my family and I were at Candy Cane Lane. And, you know, there's a ton of traffic. There's a lot of cars that are going through there. And someone had their window down, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Someone was clearly high.
Of course
smoking
they were. They do it
while
all the time.
They're driving through Candy Cane Lane where there's so many children walking around.
I don't get me started. You know how I feel about the devil's lettuce. I don't partake in it. Here's my confusion on this whole thing. What Congress needs to do is reclassify it so that all these states where it's legal, where the states have voted to make it legal, Missouri's one, obviously Illinois's one, because it's still illegal federally, the people that own these dispensaries can't take their money and put them in a regular bank. right? Because it's illegal federally. So it can't go in a bank that's FDIC insured. So they're having to put their money in like little dinky credit unions and things like that because God knows they're making plenty of money off of this stuff because people walk around stoned all the time. I know I sound like Mr. Han from Fast Times, but I believe that to be the case. That's what needs to be addressed. Now, here's my confusion, Kim. I thought because medical marijuana was approved before recreational marijuana that it was already pretty darn easy to have a doctor prescribe this stuff for you. What's the difference? Is the idea to reduce this so that people can get it without a prescription?
Trump is just
because
saying
you
that
already can in most states.
Trump's saying that the amount of research that he feels needs to be done on the possible benefits of medical marijuana, he says you can't even do that research unless you reclassify it, which is odd to me. Why would you be restricted from even doing research unless you reclassify it? And by the way, you mentioned how Illinois and Missouri, it's legal. Recreational is also legal here in Missouri.
Correct.
Very sadly. 42 states and the District of Columbia have already legalized medical use of cannabis. And, you know, we joke about how many car washes are popping up. I feel like every time I'm out driving, I see some new car wash popping up, which, by the way, is weird.
What's
that's
that
a separate.
Not,
that's a separate. But my point is, that's like these dispensaries. They're going up like the car washes. Every corner I turn, it's some new dispensary. I just got an email yesterday talking about some new dispensary that's going up.
Oh,
they're
my God.
Everywhere. Every block now, I feel like there's a dispensary.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I've thought all along, and I think this was probably the case in Illinois, as it was described to me, that when legalizing marijuana, I don't know who the people are who go to the dispensaries, because people I know who do partake tell me that the prices are so high, it's still cheaper to get it from the guy on the street corner. But because they've taxed it so high, it's ridiculously expensive. And the other problem is the same thing that, who was it? Mark Thiessen pointed out yesterday, that the underlying danger of what we're doing here is with a wink and a nod telling our kids this is okay. And it's not okay. And I'm not talking to the 20 and 30-year-olds out there. I'm talking to the 50 and 60-year-olds out there. This stuff is not what you smoked in college. It's not. It's a totally different chemical. It's 20 times stronger than what you used to smoke when you were in college and thought this was funny. But play cut to number 9, I think it is. Yeah, here.
I think the idea of reducing the classification of marijuana at a time when the THC levels have gone up between 400 and 800% is kind of contradictory. And I think the last thing we want to do is continue to destigmatize marijuana. We're trying to reindustrialize the country. You can't operate machinery when you're high. We've got education levels, the national test scores are going down dramatically. You don't want to encourage people using marijuana. It's contrary to what Trump is trying to do.
I'm on board with Mark Thiessen. I know people that have used it for medical reasons, and they claim that it was a godsend. Maybe it is. I don't know, but I was under the impression you could already access it if you needed it.
I probably would be under that same impression. I didn't think it was very hard to get if you wanted it. Would there not be? I'm not big on taking drugs. Sometimes they're needed. Sometimes you do need an opioid. I get it. But the idea would be that it's a crutch. It's not a forever thing, and they're very addicting, and that's why we see people starting. They have a back surgery, and I'm not saying that marijuana is that. I'm just making the point that, like, would there not be something more holistic, I guess is the word that comes to mind, where you don't have to use medical marijuana? People are going to say, Kim, it's hemp. It's fine. It's cannabis.
Well, that's going to be banned in a year or two.
Is there not something that would be more natural than that would not have any sort of issues like when you're smoking pot and you're getting high? So, tell me, by the way, seriously, 314-241-9797 is our text line. I'd like to know. Some 10,000 conditions that they say medical marijuana can help with?
I think probably if you're stoned, the number's even bigger than that.
I've read somewhere that marijuana can help with weight loss. I'm sorry, but anyone who's smoking pot, isn't it the opposite effect? You're hungry and you're like a ravenous dog eating brownies at 2 a.m.?
Nobody's loved this more than the fast food restaurants. You kidding me? I'm sorry. Somebody pointed out that there's a dispensary and a liquor store right behind the police station. Where do you say? In St. Anne? Is that what Bill said on
That's
here?
That's nice. Remember there was a...
St. Anne.
Remember, was it Soulard? There was some elementary school or daycare or something like that, and it was really controversial because they had a dispensary right next to it where the students could quite literally walk across the street and get in line. Like, after school, it's like, hey, I'm gonna go get in line and get some weed. And there was some pushback on that, and rightfully so. I mean, come on, if you're going to have these popping up on every block like a dang car wash, let's at least put some space in between the school and the pot dispensary.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Yeah,
Kim's
man.
Never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Never heard of it.
No. No, I had a cousin who hung around with the Spicoli of our school and would drive to school every day in a panel van like that. And when the side door rolled back, a big cloud of smoke would roll out of the van as they all got stoned on there. So this has been going on for a long time, is my point. It's been going on a long time. That particular cousin ended up having a lot of psychological problems, and I, Dr. Cox here, ascribe a lot of that to his early and often marijuana use when he was very young. So that I admit my bias against it. I think that's part of it, but I know I'm not going to change the world at this point. It's either legal, recreational, or medically in the two states where we operate, and mm-hmm. there's not a thing we can do about it. So maybe it was simply to free up some medical research capability in among the scientific crowd in D.C.
That's what he claims.
Yeah.
I understand why it's not Schedule 1, because I don't compare it to heroin and LSD, but at the same time, I don't believe it to be similar to Tylenol with codeine.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in between that. I wish there were a schedule, because Schedule 2, by the way, is like fentanyl and cocaine and meth, so it's not that.
No.
But
they gave
is there
me
like
oxy.
A 2-point, Schedule 2.5 we could make it?
They gave me oxy for my ribs, and man, it helped when I was really in a lot of pain, but I hated that stuff. I quit taking it.
Addicting.
I switched to extra strength Tylenol as soon as I could stand it. I did not want anything to do with that fuzzy feeling from that codeine. It was awful.
Oh, yeah. Flying high after you get some of that stuff.
Hated that. Although I did get me some fentanyl when I was in the ambulance. Did I tell you?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That?
No.
I'm flying down Highway 40 to Barnes Hospital in the back of an ambulance, and the paramedic says to me, are you in a lot of pain? And I'm like, I feel every bump that where MoDOT forgot to fill in the hole. It's pretty bad. He goes, I can give you some fentanyl. And I mean, I said, you mean that stuff we're killing people for at the border? And I'm not sure I want any of that. He goes, no. This is completely different. This is a very controlled. I'll only give you 50 milligrams or whatever. I could give you up to 200. And, man, when that stuff hit my veins, whoo, that pain is gone.
By the way, we are getting some comments on our text line.
Oh, I'll bet. Hate?
No.
Do we suck?
No. Actually, well, you guys suck is here, but no. Good morning to that person. But, no, actually, someone said, good morning, love your show. I know we have to go to break. Just want to comment on what Kim just said about being more natural. Marijuana is a seed-bearing plant, just like soybeans. I have two things. One, marijuana
is
as
smoke soybeans.
Says I have two things. One, marijuana is as natural as bourbon, and the cask strength bourbons you drink now at whatever proof isn't the same as bourbon. He drank in high school. The third comment is about the medical part of it. I know people who have autoimmune diseases and things of that nature that they can either. Let's see. Sorry, the text line texts come in out of order, so it's kind of hard for us to read them. So yeah. I'm sorry if you see me kind of stumbling over it. That's what's
well,
going
we, on. We'll answer a few of those when we come back from the break here in just a minute. We've run a little long in that segment, but I would like to address the bourbon comment there because I get that a lot on here. We'll do all that when we get back in just a minute. 314-241-9797. You can text your thoughts as well. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.